This chazor is nechnesh b'chetz kushagim b'vam yehudim esektus chesubas daf lamed dalet. Shrek the Gemara had said that the reason Reb Meir said that one who steals a sheep and then has a shliach shechter from a Shabbos is chayif to pay back the dalet v'hei is because the action of the shliach is attributed to him and he's not chayif misa because he didn't do the actual shechita. Mazutra asks, how can it be that if the thief himself would have done the shechita, he'd be potter from paying? When a shliach does it for him, he all of a sudden becomes chayif. And for the Gemara, even if he do the shechita himself, he would be chayiv to pay. He wouldn't pay because of kamal b'rabim, but that doesn't mean that's not a chayiv to pay. So if I say when he has the chayiv, when there's just no kamal b'rabim, then he actually has to go through and actually make the payment. For the Gemara, if the case where shliach shechted it for him, why did the rabbanon say that he's potter from having to pay? The Gemara said the view of the rabbanon is the shita of Shimon, who says that a shechita which doesn't permit the meat to be eaten is not considered to be a shechita, and he therefore would not. And he would therefore not obligate someone to pay for the dalad v'hei. In fact, more about a shechita. So that's why they had the examples of shor haniskel and shechta v'avoda zarah. The meat becomes aser, and therefore there is no dalad v'hei. In fact, more about a shechita done on Shabbos makes the meat mutter to be eaten and should therefore be considered a shechita. More so, there are abonin and the brayse follow the view of Rabbi Yechonah Sandler, who says that a shechita done intentionally on Shabbos makes the meat aser for everybody forever. This is actually machleik to Rav Achan and Ravina what the reason of Rabbi Yechonah Sandler is. What's the reason for his view? One says the meat is aser deraisa based on a pasuk. Say it's only also derabbanan. According to the view that it's only also derabbanan, we have to say that when rabbanan say that he's potter from having to pay, they're going on the other cases of the brayse where he shechted the favay dezara, or where the animal was a shor haniskel. Reflecting more, the brayse also said that the thief would be potter to pay if he shechted it to avoid the zara. But the halacha is as soon as he made the first cut, the animal becomes aser ba'anu as avoid the zara. If so, when he completes the shechita, it's no longer the animal of the original owner that he is shechting because it's already aser ba'anu. And as such, he should not be chayef to return adalat v'hei. Rava said the case is where the thief said it should not become avoid the zara until the time of the completion of the shechita. Therefore, it happens at the same time. The brayse also gives the case where the thief shechts a shor haniskel. Now, Shor haniskel is aser b'hano, and as such does not belong to the person who was stolen from. Rabbo said, the cases where the owner had given the animal to a shomer to watch. The animal killed someone while in the possession of the shomer and was then condemned to death. And a mayor must hold like Rabbi Yaakov, who said that the shomer can just return the condemned animal to the owner and be potter from repaying for what he was watching. And he also holds like Rav Shimon, who would say that if one stole the animal from that shomer, he would have to repay him because that causes the shomer to have to pay for a new animal. It's the Dovra Gorman, the moment's Kimamadami. Therefore, the thief must pay. Rabbi said we can say that the Brisa refers to where the thief himself did the Shechita. Normally, Rabbi Meir would hold that when one is Chayiv Misa, he would not have to pay. However, in these cases, where there's a novelty in their Torah requiring 4 or 5 times payment what he stole, he would have to pay even if he's Chayiv Misa. We find that Rabbi says this as well, that if someone steals before Shabbos and Shechs on Shabbos, he'd be Chayiv to pay, but would be Potter if he stole it and Shechted it on Shabbos. Now, Papa said, if one stole before Shabbos and shechted it on Shabbos, he'd be chayiv to pay, but because he was chayiv to pay before Shabbos began. However, if one had borrowed an animal before Shabbos and shechted it on Shabbos, he'd be potter because he becomes chayiv to pay at the time that he becomes chayiv for Shabbos. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, asked Rav Ashi, Rav Papa, saying exactly what Rabbi said. So what is he teaching us? Rav Ashi said, Rav Papa is teaching us regarding a borrowed animal. We would think that he's considered to become chayiv from the time he takes possession, not at the time of the shechita, and he therefore should be chayiv to pay. Rav Papa therefore teaches he's not chayiv until the time of the shechita, and is therefore potter from having to pay. Rava said if a person leaves a borrowed animal in his estate, his heirs may use it for the remainder of the borrowing period. If the animal dies, they don't have to pay for it. If they thought that their father owned that animal and because of that they went ahead and shechted it and ate it, so they have to repay the amount of cheap meat. If their father left over real property, they are chayef to pay. This last statement over here, if their father left over real property, they're chayef to pay. What case of this statement is it going on? Some say, Zakhti Mora, that this last statement is going, it was said in regard to the first part where the animal died. And some say it's in regard to the last part where they shechted it. So the one who says it's on the first part would surely hold that it applies to the last part as well. And he argues on our papa by saying that it's on the first part where they're saying basically that the responsibility comes at the time of the borrowing, which is not what our papa had said. The one who says it applies to the later statement would say that it does not apply to the first statement and would therefore be in agreement with what Rav Papa said. In fact, we can understand why Rabbi Yechonah didn't answer the conflicting Mishnayos according to the answer of Rish Lakish, because Rabbi Yechonah's answer had the Mishnah follow the majority view of the Rabbanon. But why didn't Rish Lakish follow the... Why didn't he say like Rabbi Yechonah? Rish Lakish holds that if one did an action that carries the Malkus penalty and a monetary payment penalty, he would not... Rish Lakish says he would be potter from the payment even if he ultimately would not be Chayiv in the Malkus. Meaningless, for example, that's why he wasn't warned. And therefore, Rabbi Yosh Lakish can't say like Rabbi Yochanan. And we find that they argue about this elsewhere as well, because Rav Dimi said that Rabbi Yochanan says one would be chayiv to pay unless he was actually getting the Malkus or Misa. Rosh Lakish says he'd be potter from paying even if he does not get the Malkus or the Misa.